This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday made Donald Trump the first U.S. president ever to be impeached twice, formally charging him with inciting an insurrection in a vote held a week after a violent mob of his supporters besieged the Capitol. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He must go.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi had urged colleagues to search their souls before the vote, accusing the president of inciting an armed mob to storm the Capitol last week and declaring him a clear and present danger. But with the nation reeling and the president due to leave in just a week, Republican Tom McClintock and others argued impeaching him now serves no purpose.
I cannot think of a more petty, vindictive, and gratuitous act.
Actually, removing the president from office before Joe Biden's inaugurated seems unlikely. Mitch McConnell's spokesman says the Senate GOP leader will not bring the Senate back early for a trial. When it happens, McConnell is not ruling out voting to convict the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump has released a video condemning the violent insurrection he fomented in the Capitol last week. But as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, Trump did not mention the new impeachment charges against him.
There is never a justification for violence.
The newly impeached President Trump is calling for his supporters to find ways to ease tensions and calm tempers, and says he's been briefed about plans for more violence in the lead up to Joe Biden's inauguration.
There must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind.
Trump made no mention of being impeached a second time, and his allies say they don't think the Senate would vote to convict. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. Coronavirus cases and deaths continue to rise in some U.S. states as mass vaccination programs expand, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Leaders of some Arizona hospitals say they may have to ration life-saving care. Dr. Marjorie Bessel at Banner Health says they're facing one of the worst infection rates in the country.
About 1 in 10 Arizonans is currently infected.
Bessel says staffing should not be an issue.
Healthcare workers have been vaccinated.
New York's Javits Center is open for mass vaccinations, but State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker says supply is a big issue.
We only get 300,000 doses each week from the federal government. And at that rate, it could take up to 6 months to vaccinate everyone currently eligible.
Supply is also an issue in California, but the state is immediately allowing people 65 and older to get the vaccines. I'm Ed Donahue.
Japan has expanded a coronavirus state of emergency for 7 more regions, affecting more than half the population amid a surge in infections across the country. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The government is asking bars and restaurants in 7 prefectures to close by 8 p.m., employers to have 70% of their staff work from home, and residents in the affected areas to avoid going out for non-essential purposes. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga also says Japan will fully ban foreign visitors while the state of emergency is in place. Suga has been criticized as being too slow to act as the country's number of reported coronavirus infections and deaths roughly doubled over the past month to about 300,000 and 4,100. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States on Wednesday blacklisted 2 Iranian foundations controlled by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and their subsidies. The sanctions freeze any U.S. assets of those targeted and generally bar Americans from doing business with them. They are the latest to reinforce the maximum pressure campaign on Iran pursued by the Trump administration. Consumer prices have posted their biggest increase in 4 months, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says consumer prices were up 0.4% in December. The increase was mainly due to a nearly 8.5% hike in gasoline prices. However, gas prices are still 15% lower than they were a year ago when people were still commuting to work. For all of 2020, inflation rose a modest 1.4%, below the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. Analysts believe inflation will remain low, with the U.S. economy still in a downturn from the coronavirus pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.